Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Beavich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Every Thursday we come together as a group of people, as a collective, as a community, and complain about stuff.
The collective, that's NIL money, bro.
That too. We are all still waiting on our NIL money. I want to start. My easy pass, I don't know why, but my little sticky parts that hold it up stop sticking.
How long has it been up?
I think it's when I switched my car. So whenever I got my new, whenever I got the 4Runner from the.
Been over a year?
No.
It could be the cold weather also, because like when it gets real hot, it'll come down. It gets real cold, it'll come down too.
That could be it. But here's my beef is, so I just have the Easy Pass on my dashboard. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how or why, but the transponders, whatever you call those, the cameras, whatever that thing is.
Not picking it up?
It's not picking it up like every sixth time. Like every fourth time, every eighth time. Mm-hmm. So I keep getting these, I keep getting the letters in the mail. And it's just such a pain in the ass. Make your thing work.
Let me help you out, dog. Go to Office Depot.
Nope.
Office Depot or Walmart. Get you some sticky things and put it back up there, because they're not going to hear you saying, well, it picked it up before. Well, it's probably a little hard for the machine to pick it up when it's not in the right spot.
It's very annoying.
Go put it back in the right spot and be done with it.
Bleep you to the Easy Pass controllers.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you need to learn how to just do the adult thing and go get some damn sticky things.
Or save it for a segment every Thursday and complain.
Okay, you're going to get a ticket.
I'm not going to get a ticket. They just keep mailing me what I owe them.
Yeah, and if you keep doing it, then all of a sudden they put a surcharge on that thing.
No, it's only if you, like, wait too long.
Okay. I'm just letting you know from experience, dog.
Let's go to the phones. Martin is in Portland.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Martin?
What's up? I want to give a big bleep you to Amon-Ra St. Brown and his stupid list of receivers that got drafted ahead of him, because De'Ami Brown's on that list, and he's going to see why he got drafted ahead of him when we beat the Lions on Saturday. Why not us?
All right, brother.
I find this thing interesting. The Amon-Ra St. Brown said something about all the receivers that were drafted ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And then when they played out there and St. Brown had a big game and De'Ami didn't, he kind of took a little shot. At what point does something like that wear off? Because that's a couple years ago.
And it don't wear off.
It's draft status.
If it's something that you feel gives you a little edge, you're going to say it and do it all the time. Hell, the great one, Michael Jordan, he used stuff that nobody even said. He said they said it, and he used it every time. Joe Dumars never said, I'm the Jordan stopper.
Right.
Jordan said that Joe Dumars said he was a Jordan stopper. And every time he played Detroit, he said that it ended up in the paper. They wrote something about it. It all started with Michael. So whatever you find to motivate you, you're going to do it. But if you play them and they beat you and the guy outperform you, eventually nobody's going to want to hear it.
MJ famously didn't make his high school basketball team. And the reality is, I think he just didn't make varsity as a freshman.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It wasn't that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, we got some real heavy hitters on
They
the
make
line.
It what they wanted to be.
We got a serious who's who of Bleep You Thursday. We got Rev T's on the line. Jarrah's on the line. The Commander's on the line. Let's go. I don't like to make billionaires wait. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do, sir?
Well, how do you think I'm doing, Finley?
You're
how
busy.
How do you think I'm doing? I am busy. First, let me get the introductions out of the way. Finley, B. Mitch, K. too proud to stand landfill. The Maestro Walker and White Boy or Mike White or whatever the hell your name is. I hope you all are having a great day.
You nailed it.
But listen, my blank you is to my wife. She, I was in the library in my house going over these lists of coaches and ones that would best fit me. And she poked her head in and said, hey, Jared, what are you doing? And I said, I'm trying to find the right fit of a coach. And she said, you know, you're a freak. And I paused for a minute and I got excited. I said, like a super freak? And she said, yeah, that's what you want to call it. I said, well, let's put some Rick James on, get in the other room. She looked at me all puzzled and said, no, you dumbass, a control freak. Hey, listen, I got to get my freak on and find a damn coach. Y'all have a great day.
Jared thought she was trying to get a little spicy. She was just telling you.
A lot was about to happen.
You got too much control, fool. Back off.
Yeah, Jared, that Dallas situation is kind of messy. Let's try Jeff in Navy Yard. Jeff, who you mad at?
I personally want to bleep landfill first. And JP, y'all are my first bleeps. Because, one, JP, you keep asking where I'm at. Like, I'm not sitting in your seat right now because y'all not here and it's cool in here. And you keep asking where I'm at, and I had to bring the show back. So bleep you, JP. And bleep landfill.
We were here. I heard you guys bring the show back.
Bleep landfill. I don't know why. Because every time you call to me and I'm sitting in your seat, I guess because I don't look like you, he'll turn my mic on in that seat. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Landville.
I thought y'all looked just alike.
Easily pot you up. I don't know why that's such a problem.
I thought y'all just alike.
And then my
It makes zero sense you're not sitting in the aquarium.
Though. Bro, it's hot in here. Like, I am sweating posting the podcast. But another thing, my last bleep you go to this guy. He's like a listener. He has like 2,000 bobbleheads. I'm not going to say what he said, but bleep you, bro. Don't be trying to throw me under the bus. I hear everything. So you could talk to me. You could talk about me when I'm not around, when I am around. I'm always going to hear it. And what you said was wrong. I ain't going to cover it on the air, but bleep you. I hope, like, all your bobbleheads stop bobbling. Like, I hope one fall off. I hope, like, the spring gets stuck and one just stuck in, like, a weird position or something. I ain't going to go too far in it, but I just want to know because I know this guy listened to the show, and I know what was said. So bleep you, bobblehead guy.
I never, ever thought we would have bobblehead crime on there.
Bobblehead on bobblehead crime. Also, another example of Jeff just not saying bleep you to B because he's scared of him. Let's keep the phone lines going.
I don't mess with him. I let y'all mess with him.
Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's get nuts. Rev T is on the line. Man of the cloth. How do you do, Reverend? What's going on?
Man, what's going on, JP, B-Mix, Landfield? Hey, Jeff, quick question, man. Did anybody call with my free ticket yet to Detroit to the game? Nobody, Jeff?
If they call with a free ticket, Jeff taking that ticket.
No, Jeff told me he was busy this weekend. Mind your business, B. Miss. This is free man Jeff right here now.
All right. Let that free ticket come in and see if you get that call.
Oh, man, you're a bad one. Right. Anyway, though, you know who I really want to beat? I want to beat the damn VDOT people. That's right. I done called these Bammers 3 times this week like old man Johnson. So now, when y'all gonna come and put ice down on my street or put the salt down on this street? On my street, it looked like you gonna have an ice capade out there without selling tickets. I'm just saying, when Miss Esther just passed out, she passed out and she slipped the other morning. That was enough for me. And them Bammers, they sent them out. And guess what they did, B-Miss? Guess what them Bammers did?
What they do?
They just sprinkled a little bit of salt and went on about their business. But the damn ice still near you, Bammers. Bring you to the VDOT. And hold on. Yeah, be down again. Anyway, this damn Bring You Thursday. I love y'all. Bye, Bammers.
Bye, Reverend. Good luck with the ice.
Yeah, man.
Bleep you to ice and sleet and snow and whatever's coming up on Sunday. We don't want it. Go back to the North Pole, please. I'm done with winter weather. Remember, it was supposed to be a chill winter? It doesn't seem very chill.
Hey, it was chilling for a bit.
It's cold
it got chilly. It said, you know what? I've been chilling. Now I'm going to get chilly. So.
Man, warm up, please. Warm up. We'll keep the phone lines going, 800-636-1067. Now, Landfill or White Brian, do either of you have anything to get off your chest. Jeff called in from Navy Yard.
Right next to y'all. Yeah,
we should at least give Lanville and Brian the chance.
I mean, I have so many things, but there's just nothing I can say on air.
You can give us a preview of one of them.
Nah.
Come on, man. You're an adult. You know how to say stuff without saying it.
All right, I'll just say bleep you to Jeff because he doesn't listen. He just leaves the studio for no reason, doesn't tell anybody where he's going. And then when JP tries to talk to him, he's not aware. But he's so unaware of his unawareness that he thinks he knows what's going on and blames other people for it.
No, we're not going to do that. I will call Stevie right now. I was on the mic talking, responding back.
Jeff, do you have anything to say? Fred, do you have anything to say to Fred?
I was talking. You didn't turn my mic on. Stevie was right there.
That's what happened right there.
Stevie was right there. Look, don't y'all be trying to make me to fall for when y'all be messing up.
Hold on, Jeff, if we may, there are some times where you're not there also. It's not like this is a one time.
Bro, it's times when everyone is not here except for Lanville. Lanville is here every day.
That's true.
And Lanville control everybody's mic.
Lanville does control everybody's mic.
So Lanville do it on purpose sometimes, I'm thinking now.
Here's what I've asked. But when you are gone, just throw it in the text thread so I know not to ask for you. That's all I'm asking. Like, if you got to go get lunch, I get it. We get lunch all the time. Just put it in there so then I'm aware and then I don't say it on air. That's a reasonable request.
Okay.
Is that a reasonable request?
No, because if I say what I'm going to do, it's going to be a bit. So I'm not going to say, yeah, never mind. Let's just keep it moving.
Dude, if you got to go, like, that's cool. Like, to go get lunch.
You got to go to the bathroom. Just say, yo, bro, I'm stepping away from the mic.
Or just
don't say exactly what you're doing. Just say stepping away from the mic.
Or just call in from the toilet again.
I do got to say shout out to Jeff, though, because he did bring us muffins, and he did save the show that one time by coming back from break.
I mean, Brian and I were sitting here with our headsets on. I still don't know what happened.
I was trying to talk to you for a minute and a half.
No, you weren't.
We have cameras of you guys. We know you weren't sitting there.
I think the boys, week 20 is starting to get to the boys here. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot going on.
Hey, if you know we're not there, why the hell you came back?
We have an actual camera of you.
But that's what I'm saying.
We
got
you
a camera.
We
can't if we have a
the
camera,
clock.
Then you don't come back. Do you not understand the product produced? If you don't see us sitting there, why you start coming back?
I'll play 4 straight hours of commercials. I'm sure that'll go over great with the ratings.
Hey,
just keep playing the
beats. We've been doing it works. So hey, let's just keep playing how we do it.
Let's go to our guy Jupe is on the line before we all attack each other. Jupe, what up?
What's going on, fellas? Hey,
what's
I got
to
bleed the chat, man. I wasn't in the chat on Tuesday, and everybody started speculating that I got arrested because I'm out here in Vegas. I ain't get arrested. I got tore up, and I was in these meetings fighting for my life, trying to stay awake. So I'm bleeding the chat. All right, fellas?
All right, man.
The chat's a wild place.
Hey, go over to the jar there, and you'll be good.
I don't know what's wilder, the chat or – you know what? Yo – my man White Brian gets married, wants to get a job in media, lands with the four of us. I mean, you imagine what he says to his wife when he goes home. He's like, I don't know if I can make it, baby.
Nah, he go off and say, baby, these guys are fun.
I don't know if I can
make it. I'm going to have to start drinking Red Bull to deal with them.
I don't know if I can make it, babe. Big B is in D.C. What up, Big B? Hold on. Let's keep the names out of it. Just keep it chill. Rental car company.
Yeah.
Gone.
He left, or we just dropped him? All right. Call back if you want. As a reminder, we don't do politics in Bleep You Thursday. We don't do specific names of companies, specific names of people. Can't be just outing things on the radio, but we can have a conversation. One guy who always understands the assignment, Brian, even if we can't understand him, that would be Commander Tequila. He's on line one.
You're right.
Hello,
about that.
Comandante. Que pasa?
How you guys doing? Well, I
great.
Got two bleep views. I got two bleep views, eh? One bleep view is to the Lions. Another bleep view is to Eminem because he's going to go 8 miles walking back to the trailer park thinking about how he lost that game.
That was a good one, Commander.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Kind of like Eminem, though.
Thank you, buddy.
Hi, bro.
That's our guy, Commander Tequila. Did great.
Commandante.
Commandante. He's been promoted. I apologize. I believe, Jeff, you have one more bleep you? You haven't caused enough trouble in the last 15 minutes?
I have to say bleep you to a certain university in D.C. that swears they're the biggest. I can say this because it's not nothing bad. I got to say bleep you Howard University and shout out to them Bowie State Bulldogs because we went in there as underdogs and we beat their basketball team yesterday. So bleep you Howard.
Mm. There you go.
There you go, man.
I like that one.
Now step to him, huh, Jeff?
I like that one.
Yeah, and they was hating.
They were mad. They said the referees cheated.
You knew what we was going through, B. We just a little school in Bowie, Maryland, bruh. But we on top.
All right.
All right. So there is some line. I'm not trying to take a shot at this dude. This dude is doing exactly what he should do.
Who?
Some dude that hosts a Lions podcast.
Yeah, I saw that. I posted it so I could get other people to go after him.
A million people have tweeted this at me.
And they went at him, too.
I don't care about this dude.
He's ignorant. when you first start hearing him talk.
He's doing exactly what he's trying to do. The things he said are so
asinine and stupid. He said, Jaden Daniels hadn't been consistent. What the hell are you talking about, fool?
So my point when we talk about the haters, this and that, ignore that dude. I got no time in my life for that dude. I'd rather listen to the four of us yell at each other about who should be sitting in their chair longer. Like, if somebody has legitimate criticism or legitimate analysis of how Washington can or can't lose, or if you can make a real claim that Washington's not good enough to participate against the Lions, like if you can give me some statistical analysis on that, okay. But to possibly suggest that Jaden Daniels has been inconsistent and that's why the Lions are going to run away is just stupid. It's incongruent with like the entire season
by the
of
way,
facts.
Easy Pass will send you Velcro to put on the window too if you just ask them for it for free.
All right. Shout out to Easy Pass. Yeah. Here's my request, and this isn't to bleep you to anybody, because this guy is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's trying to get you to pay attention to his podcast and to retweet his video and all like everybody, the dude Adam Rank from NFL that honestly just had a bit going all year after the Hail Mary about how Caleb was better than Jaden and all the Skins fans that got upset about it week after week after week. Ignore this stuff. You're doing what they want you to do.
But that's what everybody does.
Ignore this dude.
Everybody says stuff on what you're going, but you know what? If you don't like it, you address them. I'm going to talk about him one time, and then I'm done.
I'm not mad.
I'm cursing him out once, and then I'm keep moving.
If you want to fight, if you want to, like, argue with him, cool. Stop tagging me on Twitter with it because I don't care. I'm choosing to ignore this. You want to be a part of it? Cool. Argue with the guy on Twitter. It's all good. It's not for me, so stop tagging me in it. Jeff, I'm guessing you have responded to this dude on Twitter.
No, because I didn't respond. I'm waiting for Saturday. Now, if we upset them Saturday, I am going to fire back. If not, I'm just going to leave it alone.
I do like the Commanders played Eminem at practice today. They've been trying to simulate. Can you – I know they've done this forever where they bring the big speakers out mm-hmm. at practice. Can you actually simulate crowd noise like that?
Yeah.
Does it do a reasonable job of it?
It does a good job because it's not about – how loud it is how can you communicate over the loudness.
Sure.
So, yes, you can, because if you go out there and it's all quiet, then you step into a stadium and it's loud as hell. You know, I can't hear, but right here you learn signals and other things while you're going through the crowd noise. So it helps.
There you have it. Plenty for us to discuss. You got Grant and Danny coming up at 2:00. We haven't run through power rankings in a long time, and you know, I think we're going to know a lot more about them by Sunday night than we did at the beginning of the week. Here's one thing we know a lot about right now. That is Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. Their website's OrsmanVA.com. They've got 7 locations from Chantilly all the way down to Alexandria. They got every make and model you're looking for, an unmatched selection of cars. They've got great deals, great financing, and they've got a ton of quality certified used vehicles to choose from. B, we've both bought cars there, and I know the Orsman Lifetime Edge stands out for you.
Yeah, the Lifetime Edge keeps me coming back because they give you up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, and they give you a loan of cars with every major maintenance. I mean, they give it to you. They don't charge you for it like a lot of people do, and you have the Lifetime Engine Guarantee. And there's more good news. If you have a car to sell, take it to our guys over at Orsman. They will give you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy. And take it from JP and I to beyond satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride together.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Oh, B, going into this weekend, we haven't seen the Chiefs yet, haven't seen the Lions yet. Who do you think the best team in football is?
That team that's 16-1.
Pretty damn good, right?
I'm just going to say it again.
We don't have to spend too much on this because it is pretty interesting. But I know one team that took a big old nosedive in the power rankings. The Minnesota Vikings.
Well, they're not even playing anymore. Why are they still in the power rankings?
Well, if you're still ranking the whole NFL, I'm saying.
Well, they took a nosedive. They shouldn't even be in the top 10. The way they lost that game.
The way they lost the last two.
Yeah.
You know? So this is interesting. So Eric Edholm, NFL.com, is where we go to power rankings every week. He's got the Chiefs at one. Now, also remember, they didn't finish 16-1 because they benched everybody the last week. They finished 15-2.
15-2.
So both the Lions and the Chiefs finished 15-2. They arrived at the 15-2 a little different avenues, I would say. And you know what? To be fair to the game they played on the field, if Carson Wentz starts for Kansas City, they got big trouble. I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah.
Also, Chris Jones, I saw a report that he says he feels very, very good. I think Chris Jones with two varies is
very
dangerous.
You got a problem.
He got week 17, 18, and the bye week off. Mahomes obviously ready. Kind of similar to Washington going to Detroit. Houston better be careful they don't get down 10-0 early.
That offense of Kansas City did come on late in the season, and their defense still was good. They can be a problem, man. People, D-Hop is a damn good player. And he's a guy that he doesn't get caught up in all the stupidity of trying to, you know, just be away from the team. And then they still have that defense with Chris Jones, man. They're doing some good stuff over there, man.
We shall see. I think the Chiefs are pretty damn loaded. I don't think that's really breaking news. So, you know, if you're going to go through power rankings, it's obviously going to be Chiefs-Lions. Based on everything we saw last weekend, you going Ravens or you going Bills?
I think Ravens, because the Ravens are favorite. I would think that they would put them higher than the Bills.
So they have the Bills higher. They got down 7-0. The Broncos went right down the field, and then
they weren't down. They did nothing else after that, though.
Right. It was lights out after that. But have you watched at all the Hard Knocks on the AFC North? Have you seen any of that? So it's in-season Hard Knocks, and I caught it maybe when – it was last night, Wednesday night? I'm very out of sorts because today feels like a Friday, even though it's a Thursday.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
I caught it last night, or I caught like half of it, and it was the – they were kind of showing the in-depth Hard Knocks version of that Ravens-Steelers game. Now, I don't know what the Steelers were last weekend because – the Steelers around Thanksgiving and Halloween looked like a damn good football team. Steelers for the last month looked bad. And I don't know what to make of that, right? Like, it's hard to reconcile what I saw when there was some really good football being played there to what happened against the Ravens the other night. But the Ravens seemed dominant in that game. The final score is 28-14, but it was like, I think, I want to say it was 28-7, and then Pittsburgh got kind of a late, you know, the finals. Yeah, so it was, they scored, it was 28-7, and then they scored again, I believe that was the case. And whatever, the final the score is the score. But, yeah, it was, I mean, B, it was 7-0, 14-0, 21-0, 21-7, 28-7. Like, Baltimore was in complete control that whole
game. On all aspects of the game.
And Derrick Henry was
They cut that defense up, too. And that's normally what you can lean on with the Steelers, and they had that no more.
I don't know. Watching that, if you are a Pittsburgh believer, then I would put a bet on Baltimore to win it all because they were dominant.
Yeah.
If you think Pittsburgh down the stretch here has had another one of these, calling it a collapse is unfair because it's not a collapse, but they lost their last five and none of them were even really competitive. Like as soon as they had to, their last four games were against good teams. Mm-hmm. Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs. They lost all of those handily, mm-hmm. like two scores. And then week 18, they lost to the Bengals in what was a good game. And then the Ravens, again, it was never close.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Ravens are that good or Pittsburgh's just bottomed out again.
The Ravens is hitting on all cylinders. The Ravens can be a problem for you.
Dude.
Derrick Henry is enough to worry about. Lamar is a problem. For all the people who say he has to throw out the pocket, he's done that all year. Now he has to do it in the playoffs because normally in the playoffs is where people will get him. But I think if you sit back and say Lamar beat us from the pocket, that's when Derrick Henry kills you.
Just those two players in that game.
Yeah.
Lamar was 16-21 for a 175 with two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Picks.
No picks. Only took one sack in, you know, that Steelers pass rush, usually pretty damn formidable. A 132 QB rating. Then he was 15 for 81 on the ground. Oh, and by the way, Derrick Henry hit him for another 26 carries for a 186 and two touchdowns.
186.
And watching Hard Knocks,
ran more yards than Lamar threw for.
One of the dudes on the Steelers, it was like one of the DBs, after a tackle on Henry, and credit to the player for making the tackle, like when he comes back to the huddle talking with his teammates, he's like, that boy heavy.
This is regarding that Derrick Heavy.
When they have that going like that.
It's a problem.
They're a tough, tough team. Now, the Bills are scoring a ton, and they're moving the ball around. That Bills offense is going to be really, really tough to slow down either. But, man, Baltimore looks like an absolute freight train that might be hitting it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden their defense is really good.
And their defense is getting better, but their receivers are stepping up now. Hell, Bateman was the guy they thought was gone. That was a bust. He's starting to play.
What's the latest on Flowers? White Brian, can you give me an update on Zay Flowers? All right, so our guy Eric at home at NFL.com goes Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens. I think Vegas would have that differently. I'm reading now about the Ravens. Remember all those defensive issues? I sure don't. The Ravens were viewed with suspicion as true contenders earlier in the season, with Baltimore's defense most often cited as the reason this team would come up short again. All that's happened over the past eight games that Baltimore has allowed opponents an average of 264 yards per game compared to the 370-yard average allowed in the first 10 games. That's a 115-yard drop.
Wow.
That's significant.
Zay wasn't on. He didn't practice yesterday,
so I don't believe he's practiced then. Mm-hmm. Now they play Sunday afternoon, evening, so they're not on the same timeline. But he hasn't practiced in over a week now.
Questionable is his status.
Bills have been very good too. That game really feels like a heavyweight, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I can't wait. We should all be home. Yo, like, whatever you have to do this weekend.
The Ravens beat them earlier in Baltimore, though.
Yeah.
Was it in Buffalo?
I think it was in Baltimore, and I want to say it was like week three. So not that a week three result doesn't count. They all count the same, but that was a long time ago. But, dude, their defense might be way better than it was back then. It'll be fascinating in that game specifically because of the pressure on both quarterbacks, on Allen and Jackson. It was week four. The Ravens beat the Bills 35-10. And in that game, they ran. You know how many rush yards they had in that game?
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Over 200?
270.
Damn.
That was the Ravens' highest rushing total. So the Ravens went for almost 300 yards on the ground against the Steelers. The last time they were up that high, Houston week 17, and then all the way back to Buffalo week 4. If they run the ball
on Buffalo, Buffalo got problems.
I also think Pittsburgh had a game plan and just did not deviate from it. Because if you watch, whenever they ran read option, they just crashed down on Henry. And they were hitting the hell out of him. But, like, you're just letting Lamar go. It was an interesting strategy.
If they can run the ball effectively on Buffalo, that's when my man Allen becomes trying to play superhero.
And he's been really good about that this year. He has not turned the ball over a ton. But it'll be fascinating to watch that game. How are you feeling about Eagles-Rams?
I still lean towards the Eagles. In Philly, with that offense right there with Saquon, and on top of it, it's cold. It's cold, and the Rams got to travel. They got a lot working against them. Yes, Sean is a damn good coach. They got some good receivers over there. But all those things, that traveling from west to east, you know,
cold weather.
Things aren't even, it's unforgettable or forgivable, where they got to go through all the stuff they're going through right now. But traveling over here and then coming from that their element to here, that's different, man.
I agree with all
that. If it's going to be frigid here, they're playing Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be frigid. It's going to be cold up there, though.
There's always noise with Philadelphia. There's always stuff. You had A.J. Brown with his book on the sideline. I don't know. He says he has it every week. I tend to believe the guy.
If he has it every week, then you know what? I don't have no idea what somebody's talking about.
Hurts has not looked good. He's missed, I guess he's missed 3 games in a row. He was back for the wild card game. 13-21 for .130. 2 touchdowns, though. No turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
I think Philly's got to find their fastball to win this game. But I think Philly still has
their
fastball.
Their fastball is Saquon Barkley.
Sure.
And everything starts with him. If the Rams can stop the run, then they got a chance. If they can't stop the run, they got a problem.
Oh, yeah. Rams are a feisty bunch, though. Maybe. Who do you think has a better chance at the upset this week, Washington or L.A.?
L.A.? No. Washington. I go Washington more. Because I think the Philly, we don't give Philly credit in this town. They're damn good.
They're loaded. They're loaded
offensively and defensively.
I agree.
You know, so I think, you know, the Rams, what they did last week to
Minnesota.
Sam Darnold lost that game. If Sam Darnold just throw the ball four seconds before he wants to on multiple plays, that game would have been a little different.
Sure. We got some bets to make. Man, I can't wait for football. Divisional round weekend is always the absolute best. And then Monday night, we get the Natty, Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
They got a good couple days of football coming up. Making bets next. Grant and Danny at 2 o'clock. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming your way next. So those dudes, oh no, dude, I keep thinking it's Friday. Those guys do the Friday thing. Yeah. Today, are they just
in the studio?
Plenty to discuss as the NFL comes creeping up. I know we got Wiz on tonight. Wiz are taking on Bradley Beal and the Phoenix Suns, I believe. The word on the street is Beal's ducking the Wiz, doesn't want to play here.
Never want to play against him?
That's the word on the street.
Who told you that?
The internet.
Well, he has a lot of people on his team that can handle it by himself. He doesn't have to play.
Is Phoenix good this year? Is Durant playing well?
He ain't that bad.
we'll check. I think the Caps play tonight too, right? Yeah, the Caps are in Ottawa, and the Wiz are at home against the Suns. I'm going to check. How do you think Phoenix is doing?
They're average. They're not very good this year. They're average.
They are exactly average. They are 19 and 20. Here's one thing that drives me crazy about NBA coverage, because especially when we're in studio, not when we're out here, but when we're in studio, a lot of times at least one of the TVs has ESPN on, yeah, right? And I swear ESPN over covers the NBA because it's on their air, which I guess I can understand. All they ever want to talk about is LeBron and Durant and Curry. I'm looking at the Western Conference standings. The Lakers are the 6th seed. The Warriors are the 10th seed. The Suns are the 11th seed. Talk about these young guys on these teams that are doing so well.
They still sell, Jay.
Yeah, but it's just dumb. Let's make some bets.
Was heard to hear first.
First. Brian, what do we got, bud?
Breaking news, I won a bet yesterday.
Oh, congratulations, dog.
Yeah.
Popped your cherry.
So it's only up from here. But me, Jeff, and Landfill got wins. You, Mitch, and JP, you both lost.
I've had a bad week then. Because I tried to fade you last night, and you finally decided to win one.
Yeah, he stepped up on you, man.
Way to go, Brian.
They stepped in your chest, son.
All right, tonight you got Wiz and Caps, but there's plenty of other action out there. What do you got, boys?
I'm taking the Caps.
I'm taking Brighton. Brighton.
You're a real soccer head these days, Jeff.
Bro, it's like the only thing that I could feel comfortably betting on. I don't get the...
Is soccer.
Yeah, so like when I look at the bets, if it grabbed my attention, I'd be like, all right, I got that. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't feel confident with these ones. Every time I take the Wizards to go over, I mean, to be like plus, even if it's like plus 11, they get blown out by 20. The minute I take them, the minute I say, you know, minus something, they give a close game. So I'm just staying away from the Wiz.
It's probably not a bad idea. What do you like, B?
I don't know.
I think Lampo might be on. The Caps are so good that if you just keep taking them, you'll probably do all right.
Where are they playing? Ottawa?
They're in Ottawa, yeah. You ever been to Ottawa?
No.
I've never been to Ottawa either. I've been to Montreal, and I've been to Windsor.
Yeah, get me out of the Caps, man.
You want to have dinner in Canada Friday night?
Nah, I won't be there early enough to try to do that.
Me either. What do you got, Brian?
The Campbell Fighting Camels, plus 4 at home.
Who?
Campbell Camels, baby.
Campbell Fighting Camels.
I don't know when they became the Fighting Camels, but I know they're the Campbell Camels.
I'm going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers, plus 2.5.
Look, man, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm not necessarily recommending it. But I'm going to take the Wiz. The Wiz are getting 11.5, 12, Landfill. What do you see it at? 11.5 with the Wizards on Fun Street. I think they get it done, baby.
As long as they get the L.
The Phoenix Suns. Yo, I watched some of that Cooper Flagg kid the other night. He is really good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if the Wiz got the number one pick with that dude and Sar and Koulibaly and Bub, like, I don't know, man. Could be pretty interesting for the local five at some point. Also, I believe, let me be sure on this before I say the wrong thing. I wanted to relay our condolences. Yeah, the Wizards announced today that Bullets alum Gus Williams passed away. And wanted to say our best to him. Obviously, Bob Uecker passed away. We've been talking about that all day. Bob Uecker, just one of the all-time baseball personalities, funny dude, Mr. Belvedere, all of it. I'm sure Grant and Danny might talk about that later this afternoon. They're on After Us. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Very fun day. Thank you to Fred Smoot for joining us. Thank you to Colton Pouncey for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. One more day, and then we're watching football, folks. Grant, Danny, next. You made it this far. I owe you beer.